Your Health with Dr. Jill, a weekly conversation about health topics with Dr. Jill Valerius.
Good morning, Dr. Jill.
Good morning, Lee. How's it going today?
It's going just peachy. How about you?
It's going really well, thank you.
Good. So I'll tell you, since last week, I haven't strained or sprained anything.
Well, that's fabulous. That's how it's supposed to work.
Yeah. So, but I appreciate the thinking about it and thinking about the difference between a sprain and a strain, which I never thought about. Or I probably knew once that ligaments were connected bone to bone and tendons were bone to muscle. And so I appreciated that thinking and how to take care of and recognize when you should see a practitioner and when you can, like, take care of it on your own.
Yeah, and hopefully everybody's got somebody that they can at least reach out to through a portal or something just to say, hey, what do you think about this? You know, do I need to do something?
Right.
Or a physical therapist that they work with or something. So.
Mm-hmm. So this week we're diving into sort of like upper body, shoulder and arms, things that happen in presentation and taking care of. So how do you want to start?
So today we'll talk about upper body injuries, shoulders, elbows, wrists, hands. And I think about these mostly because people are raking things, we're pulling things out of storage, maybe we're cleaning out a greenhouse, maybe we're starting to play tennis or pickleball, and, you know, it's a prime time to, like, pull a muscle or injure something. So we'll just talk about, we'll go through each of the upper extremity joints and talk about what they are and what we can do about it.
Okay.
So starting with shoulders, a really pretty common thing for people is something called rotator cuff tendonitis. You end up straining your rotator cuff. And that often will happen with repetitive overhead motions. As we age, though, we do get some degenerative changes. So you could be out doing something, pulling on something, lifting something, and all of a sudden be like, oh, ouch. Then lose some motion in your shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
So rotator cuff injury is common and something that more often than not you're going to need some help with that.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing that's pretty common in your shoulder is when somebody gets an impingement syndrome. So you're basically pinching your rotator cuff against the bones. Your acromioclavicular joint is where your top of your shoulder blade and your clavicle or collarbone come together. So that's that point on the top of your shoulder. And if you get some inflammation in there, when you go to lift your arm up, you can pinch your rotator cuff in there.
Mm-hmm.
And people will have trouble doing any activities lifting their arm above their shoulder.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe even trouble, like, sleeping.
Mm-hmm.
On that side. So that's not an uncommon injury. And then one thing that we actually spoke about when we were talking about menopause for women is a frozen shoulder. This can be linked to inflammation, also metabolic issues, hormonal issues, but it's often related to immobility after an injury.
Mm-hmm.
And the shoulder, I see it in men too, but more commonly in women, where they just are like, I can't brush my hair or dry my hair with this arm, or I can't hook my bra behind my back. I can't reach that. And those would be pretty common things. You could be out doing something, get super just sore because you raked all day or whatever, and something like a frozen shoulder could end up happening.
Wow.
You know, just because you got sore and then you didn't move your arm much, it can just freeze up on you.
So it sounds like if you do a lot of raking and you're a little sore, some gentle movement of the joint might be helpful.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
okay.
Like definitely. And honestly, stretching before and when, I mean, I think we've all been out and raked or carried things, lifted. You're just sore. Like if we spend a day doing something that we do 3 times a year or twice a year, like, it's pretty normal to get sore, but you know it. You wake up the next day and you're like, oh my gosh, I'm super sore from this. That to me is that sign to, like, hey, we're going to take it a little bit easier today. Maybe I'll stretch before I go out and do something different. So we just need to listen to those signs and symptoms that, you know, our body will often tell us.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I think about elbows, I think about a couple of things with the elbow. Tennis elbow is on the outside of the elbow. And when I say the outside, I'm talking about the thumb side. So when we talk about anatomic position, that would be with your arms at your side, your palms forward.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And then on the inside, if you have pain on the inside of your elbow, so your baby finger side, that's a golfer's elbow. Mm-hmm. And that's related to wrist flexion, mm-hmm. whereas the tennis elbow is wrist extension. So when you think about like you're backhanding a mm-hmm. tennis ball or backhanding a pickleball versus when you're golfing.
Right. Okay. Interesting.
So those are pretty common elbow things. Those end up being inflammation, and you're really getting some inflammation. It's really, you're getting inflammation on the bone, the lowest part of your humerus, your upper arm bone. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. you can end up kind of with tendon issues there.
Okay.
And then when I think about wrist and hands, you mentioned one last week, carpal tunnel.
Right.
You know, and that's when we get inflammation and you're getting swelling inside this tunnel, and you can start to get numbness, tingling, weakness, because your nerve gets compressed. And what people will find, if you have carpal tunnel, it's your thumb, mm-hmm. your first finger, and half of your middle finger. The thumb side of it. Mm-hmm. And what we're looking for, if you go into the doctor's office, you know, if you look at your thumb, you have that meaty part of your thumb. Mm-hmm. If somebody has a median nerve injury, which is what gets pinched in a carpal tunnel, somebody who's had this for a long time, they won't have that meaty part of their thumb. They will have gotten muscle atrophy.
Oh, wow.
Because of the nerve compression. So that's something we check for. And if you try to put your thumb and little finger together and you don't have any strength there, that could be a sign of a carpal tunnel injury.
Okay.
And then I think another common one is you can get it's a decor veins tenosynovitis, and it's on the thumb side of your wrist, and it's from lifting or gripping, and it's moving your thumb. Mm-hmm. And it is the tendon, like when you lift your thumb up toward your forearm, if you have your hand, mm-hmm. like you're holding a cup, it's that tendon that sticks out. Mm-hmm. So that can become problematic for folks. The other thing that can happen is, and I'm sure some of our listeners may be aware of this, is you can get like a trigger finger. And that's where sometimes people will make a fist. And maybe one of those fingers, and it's on the palm side of your hand, one of those fingers doesn't want to straighten out. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times they can straighten it out, but there's like a little catch in there. Mm-hmm. And so we can get trigger fingers. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of these things they're generally overuse. You can certainly fall and sprain or break your wrist. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. And that is not an uncommon injury, really, at all ages. Like, it just happens. Mm-hmm. And, you know, the biggest prevention thing for that is don't fall. You know,
right. Right. We all plan for that.
And outstretched hand. Right. And I think that's, you know, the challenge with it. And, you know, so when you think about, you know, most of these injuries are overuse injuries. So what's causing them? You know, in the springtime, we're usually or often we're doing more of a specific activity than we've been doing, like gardening, raking, different things, and we just go out and do it. I think we can all be found guilty of, the weather's super nice today, so I did X, Y, and Z, and now I'm like, my body is trash.
Right.
Because we get excited and go, I'm going to clean the yard.
Uh-huh.
So doing more than we're really ready for. I think about repetitive things. If you're going to walk around with your pruning shears all day, you know, you might pay a price for that. If we all have already had an injury, or we don't have strong muscle, you know, stabilizers for our shoulders. So it's really important to make sure we keep our upper back strong and stretched out. And then also often, like, I think about, you know, how are we lifting? When you think about ergonomics, and I think a lot of times people think about ergonomics with relation to like work or something, but really, like, are you bending your knees, or are you just bending at your back and your hips to pick something up? You know, what are you doing? Well, you should be up on a ladder, but you didn't feel like pulling out the ladder, so you've been doing something up over your head. Mm-hmm. You know, different things. So those are important things to think about. You might be able to get away with some of those things later in the year, whereas in the beginning of the summer, when you haven't been doing any of those things, that can be a bit of a setup for an injury.
Okay.
You know, and think about, like, we don't talk about this a lot in injuries, but, like, if you have inflammatory conditions, women and men, hormonal shifts, if you have diabetes or blood sugar issues, like, all of these things can kind of expose you and your tissues to a little bit more vulnerability with any of these things.
Right.
You know, and when I think about what do we need to do to deal with these things, you know, rest or modify the activity, that ice, maybe anti-inflammatories with the tendonitis that can help us. Sometimes bracing or splinting. A lot of times for folks, if they have a carpal tunnel, they can wear a wrist brace starting even at night, and that can make a big difference. I will often send people to physical therapy for mobility and strengthening. Some of these things, if they get more chronic, sometimes we'll do cortisone injections. Like, I would say I probably used to do more of them than I do now. I mean, I think we have good topical things that people can use. And oftentimes if we catch something early enough and it doesn't become really chronic, a lot of times there's things we can do. But sometimes we will use steroids. And when we're shooting steroids around tendons and ligaments, like, we need to be really mindful of that. It's not something you wanted to do repeated, because what it will do over time is weaken those tissues.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So it can help, but we have to be careful about it.
Okay.
You know, think about from a dietary standpoint, like, it's springtime too. Like, let's eat lots of colorful veggies, and we can eat fruit, and we're getting close to fishing season again. And I mentioned previously, like, curcumin or turmeric, and that can help with joint pain and inflammation. Boswellia is really great with tendon irritations, sprains. Magnesium for muscle relaxation. Vitamin C and collagen can help with tissue healing. And then different things like massage, foam rolling. I know some people are familiar with some of these fascial tools. Those can all be great devices. Acupuncture or dry needling can be helpful. Obviously, you're going somewhere for that. And then lots of different topicals. Arnica, you know, I would suggest everybody get some arnica gel. Like, arnica can be just a game changer. Magnesium lotion. There's a lot of really good CBD-based creams that will help with inflammation. So I think those are all important things. You know, really thinking about warm up a little bit before you go out and do something. Do some arm circles or do a little bit of stretching with resistant bands. Stretch your forearms out, you know. I think that's one of those things I don't think about a lot, except for when I'm going to yoga regularly, because we do that. Mm-hmm. Just bend your, you know, flex your wrist and extend your wrist, like, do different things like that. Really important for our shoulders. Think about doing exercises where you're pinching your shoulder blades together. So you're retracting your shoulders and then trying to bring your shoulders together in the front so that you're working those muscles between your shoulder blades, because those are really, really important. And then think about taking breaks when you're doing things. Like, we're probably all guilty of this. I certainly am. Like, if we just go, 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 and don't take a break, we're probably going to get sore. And if we're lucky, we just get sore. If we're unlucky, then we end up with an injury.
Okay.
So I think important things to think about, you know, like, if you have stiffness, pain, don't ignore it. You know, like, we want to prevent chronic issues. And if we push it too far, we end up with chronic issues. And then that's no fun for anybody.
And then you can't get the yard work done because you're injured. So,
right. You can't get the yard work done, or your planting done,
yeah,
or casting.
Mm-hmm.
Like, throwing a ball, playing tennis or pickleball, all the things. So I would just say, like, listen, when something hurts, or, you know, just slow down and think about it a little bit. And I think many of us have this innate sense of, like, oh, no, I'm just sore, or, oh, I pulled a muscle, or I really sprained my ankle, or mm-hmm. I really pulled a muscle mm-hmm. in my back or my shoulder.
Okay.
And think about, you know, since we talked, like, right now, like, you know, same thing as, like, besides spring activities, like, just don't type all day. Typing will give you a carpal tunnel if you're not careful.
Right.
So, I think just lots of things to think about, and so many things we can do.
Yeah, and it's just interesting to remember that our arms and our shoulders and hands connect us with the world. So we want to be able to hug our kids and cast a fishing line or plant vegetables. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, just taking care of them.
Yeah, I totally agree.
Okay. So what's coming up next week, Dr. Jill?
So next week we're going to talk about some more lower body injuries, knees, ankles, feet, things. We talk a little bit about hips. I don't see a lot of hip injuries.
Okay.
But yeah, let's talk about our lower body injuries next week.
Okay, great. Thank you, Dr. Jill. Have a great week.
Thanks. You too.
Your Health with Dr. Jill is a production of Radio Free Palmer, Big Cabbage Radio. If you have any comments or questions, please email manager@radiofreepalmer.org.